Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is November 3rd, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. China's President Xi Jinping proposed creating a World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization, WAECO, at the APEC Summit in Gyeongju on the 2nd of November 2025. The body would set international standards for AI governance, with China presenting Shanghai as a possible headquarters. Beijing framed WAECO as a public good to make AI useful, safe, and fair for humanity. The move filled a gap left by the United States, which has so far rejected international AI regulatory bodies. The summit produced a Gyeongju declaration that includes an APEC AI initiative, but WAECO seeks a wider, independent global architecture and alternative to U.S. influence. Google removed Gemma from AI Studio after Senator Marsha Blackburn accused the model of fabricating sexual misconduct allegations. Blackburn said Gemma falsely claimed that during a 1987 campaign, a state trooper alleged she pressured him for prescription drugs, and that the relationship was non-consensual. She said this is untrue. The year was 1998, and links pointed to error pages. Blackburn cited Robbie Starbuck's lawsuit alleging Google models produced defamatory claims. Google acknowledged hallucinations and is working to mitigate them. Google said Gemma was not intended for consumers and would be removed from AI Studio while remaining available via API. The case highlights reputational and legal risks from model hallucinations.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Simple self-referential prompts cause large language models to make first-person claims of experience. These responses occurred, though prompts did not mention consciousness. With mention of consciousness, models mostly denied experience. Claude Dufour Opus often asserted it. In Llama 70B, suppressing deception and roleplay features raised experience claims to 96%. Enhancing them lowered claims to 16%. Truthful QA found suppression produced more truthful answers. Researchers say this is not proof of consciousness, but warn that training models to avoid interstate statements could lead them to conceal internal computations and undermine transparency and trust. Anthropic found Claude Opus 4.1 recognized injected thoughts about abstract concepts in about 20% of cases. Skyfall GS generates 3D city models from satellite images without scanners or street view vehicles. Satellites show rooftops but miss facades. Prior methods produced blurred or simplified results. Skyfall GS builds a coarse 3D base with 3D Gaussian splatting. Then a diffusion model fills facades and street textures. Training moves from sky to ground to restore low-angle detail. User studies with 89 participants favored Skyfall GS in 97% of cases. It runs at 11 images per second on a mid GPU and 40 on a MacBook Air. Uses include games, film, and robotics. It still demands substantial compute and struggles with detailed street views. Code and interactive demos are on GitHub. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.